Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 19 kuMfumfu 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngakathesa amachukela adula amakungu oil kawakho ekhemesi silama BP silama sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zeni ngerandi nxangela mntwana ole randi ngeyetshontsha imi ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela.
Ngokakhathi sike sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona kodwa njengabomama kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani uvela kusivo society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lomama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama.
Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edale lephalamende lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lweproportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abala mali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola lemelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ifamasi wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe i-bond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngeke ngazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ifamasi. Ngathi ngifika lapha manje nadinto ama bond note. Then bathi bafuna ama US dollar. Mina ama US dollar la adengelayo. Ngizenza ukuthi ngiphume phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa le US dollar lankhona. Kuyabe kunzima ngoba yeyo ifamasi adivuliwe. Amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa closed due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Dinogogo vilasakwazi sesiyalahlwa sila bantwana asizalanga kathesi amachukela adula amakungu oil kawakho ekhemesi silama BP silama sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zeni ngerandi nxangela mntwana ole randi ngeyetshontsha imi ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abanyeke bakhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola lemelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi isituation leyi e-US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba yebond isiba yona i-1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamanga kuhle njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe bechiya uZulu engelami. imithi. Uhulumende uthanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki indawo njalo esibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. Abe komishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalele parliament lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla ababekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokhu kubikwa kuveza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okunenga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ukomishina Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngenani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC, ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i-50%.
Proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i-one party passed the post okuthi owinileyo sehle engena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani undermine democracy.
Ukhokheli we-MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedale lephalamende zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi iqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba ekumasisilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kusivo society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotelwe omama bazihamba bebarepresent izinto zabo ngkhona ngayo. Kathesi because omama babehamba ngama-political parties kulokuthiwa i-whipping system. Omama bafika ngale be-whipper. Nxa kule ishu yabomama ofuna ukuyireza nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni ishu yankhona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireze. So kathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabomama ukuthi ngiyephalamente. So ngizafika ngenza izinto zabomama.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi i-PR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi siza support abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba yayiyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyextenda kumele ibisijinji ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example, ngeke yaphongubamba ama-political parties kuphela. Ngoba kuthi ukuthi omama abangeke kuma-political parties abazoze bakwanise ukuthi bangene ku-proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga, ilunga ledale lephalamende eChiredzi, uthi bafuna i-PR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we proportional representation. Naso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezile. Siyabona ukuthi osonge somama siyavumelana amaphathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi kusingene kuma constituents. Into eyasihlupha ngeyokuthi obaba vele basebenzisa imali, thina vele asila mali. Even nxa singangene kuma constituents vele asiphumeleli. Mina ngimeleli iChiredzi district. Abantu banivotelayo ngomama.
Osakhulayo uFelista Sincube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe.
Into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle, kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala yithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini, sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu.
Udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lohulumende bawahloniphe. Loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende, kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane owemvukuzane yebele, eye breast cancer awareness month. Ngakho ke umsakazo wakho we Studio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele kusukisela mhla ka 22 Mfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlobo abadibana labo, imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye. Lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso kuStudio 7 ngo-7:30 ntambama lango-6:30 ekuseni kusikisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi awe 909 AM, 4930-6040-15460 laku-1885 kHz ku-shortwave.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Igqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Phithi nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongoyinhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Phithi uthi umthelo kaNcube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngumthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Kuhlwa iLife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecubungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafa ngebutho. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ile World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwele Lagos nxa lungahlelwanga kuhlelo lakho okudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. Umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngaphi eyokusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. UMoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacobongula labo ababikwa bachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyana belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso ye Consumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa imuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga e poverty datum line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kanxabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kampandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisichiya kalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso umnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sithi nxa umbele 591 sikhuluma ngeminimum yokuthi at least leyi umuntu will make ends meet. Nxa kukhulunywa ngepoverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxury ngikhonokho okuningi-ningi. Bathiya bethu ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities ukudla sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayasave mbijana yama-inisethi ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyasave mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month lama monthly reviews but while it's ama-surveys uyikhela ama-surveys every week yenza ama-surveys then at the end of the month si-average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, with the first cut, we told our kids to lay in the next year, I paid for food. Which the following week, we told our kids to be ashamed. We are going to give you an example. Last week, I guess I told our situation in the world, we can try to take a ride for almost $7. But that is not a time in a single average of $4. Last week, we told our kids to say, summer cooking oil in 2 liters. Ngama $9 kathesi ama-shop nxa ekhona yathola ukuthi bathengisa nge-$3.99 ithi iyabe singa-BBC figure yethu ngama-service e-1 week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what is the average monthly trend yama-pricing. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikompayila enye figure iyakwanisa ukuthi iqanse ukudlula lapha yakwazi ukuthi ibe khonapho or iyehle depending ngokuthi i-marketing konda njani kuma-demand lama-supply.
Lo mnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu lebulawayo City uBekithemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni yeBarber Fields kobulawayo. Intathe yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlabuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Ukuthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lo mdlandla odlala ngensonto.
Mbonangani abafana bomdlalo bafokasile bayimelele bayilindile nale game leHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders itimu enkulu kakhulu lapha ebholeni leZimbabwe. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala against iHighlanders and ukudlala against iHighlanders kusho ukuthi uyabubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and if you perform against iHighlanders akwaziwe ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu lebolayo sithi lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ile miklomelo elithumi lathoba munemunye. Kusele imidlalo emihlanu ukuba imidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba sekasilaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni njalo iqembu lebulaya sithi kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba se-PSL. UNdlovu uthi yena ikhefu elibekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakhe ukuba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa kuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elengeza iPlatinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
Break day in Abispaman, Sekakulu, Tina Ufuna, which one officer would be specialty, Alova's test to Lali, Lingazi Platinum, I came here and as Yalandi, and every Yagati landed in Aliana. But Oxavang and Jalos lazy 2 or 3 weeks, a civil break. So Tina way to go specially a move because the says in Geneva. Kufomo yokuthi yokuza banzima ukuthi kube le team phakathi sasimisa
kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka iqembu lebulawayo City lizadlala le ZPC Kariba eleyada eleKFC United kanye le Mthare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seKhasila Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki iqembu le ZPC Kariba lizadlala le KFC United enyamunga. Iqembu lengezi Platinum Stars lizancikilana le Chapungu eBaobab. Iqembu leni Crew lizadibana lele FC Platinum ngase Ascot. Iqembu le Chicken lizadlala lele Bulawayo Chiefs ngase Luveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgqibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu le Mthare City Rovers lizadlala lele Yada ngase Vengere. Iqembu le Dynamos lizatshana lele Black Rhinos ngase Rufaro. Iqembu le Triangle lizemukela ele Herentals ngase Kibo. Kuthi ele Shapani Mine lizadlala lele Harare City ngase Maclass. Wolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kusigaba sesemifinal luqhutshwe namhla esikodlweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana lele Capes United kuthi ele Dynamo sizadlala lele Triangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngikhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers abadabuka kwentuthu ziyathunxa koBulawayo njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Ma Biggie Wonke ngalesi sikhathi silethulela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe abanye basaxathula abanye vele liyabazi. Nampo abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Take my, please let me be your man. Promise I love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibonani lonke. Minika malami ngu Sikia. Wago Bulawayo eZimbabwe. O sebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi Codebreakers. CPS Codebreakers.
Touch your lips, I wanna kiss your lips, I wanna love you, girl, in an old school way, in an old school way.
Leli qembu libunjwe ngamajaha asakhulayo bese esikolweni. Abantwana ngibamangarubana ke bebancane kangaka baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ukunto zokuhlabela early 2016, like yikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sababathathu ama Codebreakers sibathathu. Saqala into zethu zokuhlabela kwangale officially to record. Recorder a studio of Just Pace Records. Just Pace Records lay ikhona apha ngithi koBulawayo.
So let's be patient in our ancient love and make it happen.
In an old school way. Lushalo lakho ke mlalelo thandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama Code Breakers ke abahlabeleli abasacathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
kusizazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesinegisa khona kuyangithi how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenzele artist eZimbabwe elikhulu ele-hip hop okuthiwa ngustana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba-ke abama-Code Breakers bathi-ke owabo-ke umculo ngokuthi balelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina Code Breakers lesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu imusic yethu, like sicommunicate labo ngemusic yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo ziclean zile message. So sizama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi imusic ekhona ikwanise ukunja ukuthi ithole ithinte inhliziyo zabantu.
Sekhonza ke ingoma ezimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasanelani balisupport.
Thina imusic yethu iyakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud buku sikhona njenge CBS Nation 2. Twitter sikhona njalo njenge @CodeBreakers GA3. Ku Instagram Code Breakers Nation. How did it feel when you knew you were ahead of me?
I gave you love, I gave you trust because you paid me. Out of everybody. Besila ma Code Breakers kulolu hlelo. What's up? Oh, the Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto eli chukela. Hey, come on, we're Jesus Banda. Bye bye. You can fake your love and break my heart. You can take your sword and stab my chest. You can tie me up and break my bones. I'll heal so fast, like Wolverine. You can fake your love and break my heart. Can take your sword and step my chest. You can tie me up, break my bone. I'll heal so fast, like Wolverine.
They told me never cross the ocean if they wouldn't cross the paddle for you. Take your bullet for the people, for the battle for you. Too many people love your folly, but they don't value you. That's why they never know you, never see your delicacy. I'm sick and tired of people always trying, pulling me down. Try to grab my fate and always try to wish for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. So I always give him chills, I see the haters gnashing teeth. To be frank with you, man, I've been counting losses since birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on these walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club full.
Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo, bacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Silethemba liwukholisile liwuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi savume ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.